Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your boy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, welcome back to Roland Martin Unfiltered here on the Black Star Network. Rasheem Carter, folks, has been missing. The Laurel, Mississippi Police Department is asking for help locating 25-year-old Rasheem Rael Carter. Last seen on October 2nd, he is 6 feet tall, weighs 190 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information about Rasheem Carter should call the Laurel, Mississippi Police Department at 601-399-4440. 601-399-4400. Folks, a Texas mother is upset after a teacher actually threw her child and then lied about it by saying the child failed. So, 14-year-old Quinton Proctor attends the Round Rock Independent School District.
He playing there. Let's go, man.
A school for kids who qualify with an emotional disturbance. Well, on April 29th, 2022, Teen was being escorted out of his class by two female teachers for disturbing the class. They took him to the cool down room. At some point, assistant principal Jacob Towson came to relieve the two women. Quinton says he thought he could leave with his teachers. When he tried to walk out of the room, Thomas threw him back in, making him hit his head on the wall. Quinton's mom, Tatiana Alfano, got a call and an email from the school alerting her of the incident, saying her son was defiant, fell down, and hit his head. Quinton told her he did not fall, but was thrown down. The video and saw exactly what happened. Here's the school district statement about the incident. The district investigation is complete. The staff member is still employed but not assigned to Gold Learning Center. He is currently working on administrative projects at the district's central office. She was not particularly happy with how the school handled the situation and reached out to the Department of Family and Protective Services to review the case. They ruled that it was reasonable to conclude that the alleged abuse and neglect did not occur. Unhappy with that, she posted the video on social media. The school district reached out to her lawyer and offered $10,000 to delete the video and sign a non-disclosure form. She declined. Randy, what the hell? First of all, how do you continue to employ assistant principal? And they lied. The video shows the kid was being thrown into a wall, and the person is still employed. How about not lying, and then you go offer 10 grand to delete the video? I'm glad she posted it, because the Round Rock School District, which is a suburb of Austin, Texas, they are flat out lying.
And this is someone that parents have to entrust their kids with every day. I mean, how can you trust someone who will just blatantly lie about something that happened and also become just violent with a child? You know, I watched the interview with this young man, and, you know, he just seemed like a kid. He seemed innocent, and it's just a shame that he was handled by a grown man this way, a grown man who said that he was dedicated to nurturing children and helping children. He is growing a child like this. We didn't even look like he hit him in the end. And then to lie. How could he in any way keep a leadership position? If they allow him to stay in that position, then, you know, I think it speaks highly of the entire district. I mean, I'm sorry, it speaks low of the entire district. Says a lot. Low of the entire district.
I would say file assault charges against the principal. This is the principal.
Absolutely. Make it hurt. And because right now where they have him, when they hold them in administrative, like where they hold them in those camps, their school systems, I'm a former high school teacher, they're still getting paid. And they're just not having to do the work. It's very similar to the way they do police officers. So this man is not suffering, but so much. And he could stay that way for a long time. There's some people who stay in the system that way and make money and not work for years.
Michael Brown, this is assault, and that assistant principal should be charged for assaulting a student.
Absolutely, and no question about it. Especially, I mean, you know, it's interesting that
we were talking about the paid leave situation. That family that suffered this, their taxes are paying his salary right now while he's still working. So there has to be some middle ground when punishment is imposed until, you know, people go say, oh, there's an investigation. There has to be some middle ground. Maybe he doesn't technically lose his job. He has to go home. But he doesn't get paid. I think what irritates folks is the fact that people are getting paid for doing bad while there's an investigation.
Objection.
And with you joking,
Simmons is a wild card.
Bucks, Sixers, Celtics, Nets.
I think this five spot, it's either Miami or Cleveland.
I'm numbering these things like, damn, how many teams make the playoffs?
Hold on. When we going to get to us?
Yeah, right. I'm like, damn. We forgot about this person. So out of respect, I'll put Miami 5. I'll put Cleveland 6.
Now, here's where the Knicks have potential. The 60 last season were the Bulls, and I think the Bulls were the
base. I think they're going to be trash. And,
oh, yeah.
Not trash. Not trash. That, I think that was a little too far. I jumped out the window. So, seven.
So,
you're talking
so tired and typical, and that's what impunity does. People think there are no consequences.
Larry, check this story out. In Wisconsin, a white man in Milwaukee was caught on video holding a young black man with special needs by the throat after accusing him of stealing his bike. This video has gone viral. Watch this.
So,
I'm
recording. Go
ahead. Record.
Let go of his neck.
Stole a bike right out of a friend of mine's yard.
Let go of his neck.
Let go of his neck.
Right in the middle of the road.
Somebody that where he lives.
He doesn't know how
to. I don't know what kind of bike. It's a green one.
Yeah, but he didn't do it.
Here, it was a black group. They pulled up on a homeboy. His name is Robert Allen Walsikowski Sr. He described the bike to the 911 operator as green. He saw the bike. It was blue. Market Police Department is aware of the video and investigating. The young man's name was not released. He's 24 years old. But a group of black folks pulled up on a white man's house, and they've been protesting. I don't know if I have the video. And they said, oh, you want to touch a young black brother? Here you go. And then you've had other activists from around the country who said they're going to pull up at his house in Milwaukee. I keep telling that's why, you know, we had this segment, crazy ass white people. Y'all keep putting y'all hands on black people. It's about to be a problem, Larry.
Listen, Roland, I feel for this young man who's obviously read the article with special needs, but this is once again an example of racial violence. And listen, we could have videos like this. You could play these on loop, Roland, every single day. We obviously talk about these issues with law enforcement, but also these citizens. And this gentleman thought he had the right not to hit
his hand
around his throat. And I'm glad that citizen showed up, that brother showed up. let him know he need to take his hands off. But we can't continue to allow these folks to get away with it. So, yeah, they need to be out front of this office 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to let them know that we, members of the black community, won't allow this to easily happen, particularly those in our community who are the most vulnerable, which is clearly the case. But once again, the police department should be investigated. This gentleman should be arrested for assault. And then people not only protest in terms of in front of his house, they need to go in front of his job and let his employers know this is the kind of behavior an individual you're employing. And it certainly better not be a state or city employee. But once again, Roland, if you mess around and find out, if you put your hands on the black community, and we need to keep doing this to hold these folks accountable.
Look, Randy, I'm telling you, I'm glad to see how people responded. And I bet that man is a little bit upset. Remember the guy in New Jersey? I don't might not remember the story, the guy in New Jersey who attacked this young brother. And, man, the protesters showed up at his house, and he had to move. And so that's what should happen. I mean, bottom line is you don't sit here and just put your hands around this young brother's neck. And then you call 911 to the bike was green, the damn bike was blue.
And he also said the friend stole it. He said that not that gentleman stole it, but the friend stole it. So why do you have this gentleman in neck hold? Not that that would be appropriate anyway. Definitely he should be arrested. Again, this is assault. But I think that the message should be loud and clear that black people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And if the police will not protect us, the systems will not protect us, we will protect ourselves. So they should be paying attention. And I'm so thankful for that brother being there.
Michael. We were just talking about deterrence in the previous story. That can be deterrence, too, for people like the gentleman in the plaid shirt. You have to put some bracelets on them, take them downtown, book them for assault. I mean, because then, hopefully, the message will get out to people like him. I better not do this because this will happen. Same with the deterrence with the police. There has to be some stronger deterrence when folks do things that are not, that frankly are illegal. But the laws protect police officers. And the laws, or whoever happens to be the PA, protect this gentleman in the plaid shirt. Or the gentleman at the school. So that's why elections matter. Because it depends on who is in these particular positions.
Absolutely right. Folks, got to go to a break. We come back. We'll talk with a sister out of D.C. who's actually a business advisor helping black-owned businesses and others. We'll chat with her in our Marketplace segment. You're watching Rolling Mark Unfiltered, broadcast live from Savannah, Georgia. Download the app, Blackstar Network app, folks. Android phone and Apple phone, Android TV, Android TV, Apple TV, and Apple phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Xbox One, Samsung Smart TV, and of course you can also support us in what we do.
Hold on. Yo, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
You can hear me now, right?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You can hear me now, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm gonna try it one more time from my phone. Count down to like 10 seconds, and then see if you can hear me.
Okay.
All right. All right.
All right.
Yo, yo.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So it sounds great. I'm just testing to see if I can basically patch in calls from my phone. Because obviously when we do the show, I won't have my laptop in front of me. I'm trying to use my phone to control the switchboard, which I think will work. Because I don't think you're hearing me from my phone. You're hearing me from my desktop. So let me count down, I said, count down to five, and then I'm going to talk and then see if you could hear me.
Okay. Two, one. Nothing right now.
Were you able to hear that?
I could hear the background noise. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, okay, so you couldn't hear me saying testing, 1, 2, 3?
Not at all.
Okay, all right, perfect.
But I could still hear all the background noise, though.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay, because that's coming from where I want it to come from. That's okay.
Okay.
Do you know how to use a Discord?
I can figure it out. Let me see if I have the Discord app on my phone or not.
All right, don't worry. I could get somebody else to test that part out. But the phones are good. Phones are good. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, bro. Yep.
All
right. Oh, yo. Hello. Yo. All right.